You are listening to some of the best music on the radio. AM 1240 WGBB.com and 1240 WGBB Freeport. We are WGBB, the station that serves your community.
The views expressed in the following program do not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.
Hello and welcome to the Instrumental Invasion for the day before Tax Eve, April 14th, 2005. We're sponsored by Water Lily's Waterside Cafe. It's show number 40, a milestone in itself, and the final milestone of this show as we are ending on May 5th. And I'll be a guest on You Ought to Know on May 3rd, as those of you listening to You Ought to know. We're going to get started with a pair of angels, Angelina and Angel Fire by Earl Clue and the Rippingtons. First, Angelina by Earl Clue here on AM 1240 WGBB and the Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. Go to instrumentalinvasion.net for more. AM 1240 WGBB, the Rippingtons with Angel Fire, featuring Arturo Sandoval on trumpet from Black Diamond in 1997. Before that, Earl Clue with Angelina, or as Louis Prima said it, Angelina. And no Zuma Zuma in this one. And that's from Earl Clue, Earl Clue's debut album in 1976. It's time for our bi-weekly three-of-a-kind showcase. There's only two of these left. And in it this week, Marc Antoine. The first song is Sandcastle. It's a little early to be thinking about sandcastles unless you're in the southern part of this country or on the west coast, the southwest coast. That would be around Southern California, or the Southland as they call it. This is AM 1240 WGBB. We are two-thirds of the way through the Marc Antoine three-of-a-kind showcase. That was Mashkenada. And this is Mediterraneo. And that is it for the Marc Antoine three-of-a-kind showcase here on AM 1240 WGBB. That was Mediterraneo from Mediterraneo in 2003. Before that, Mashkenada from Cruisin' in 2001, and we began with Sandcastle from Urban Gypsy in 1995. We're going to take a nice short break. In fact, it's like Chuck Woolery, one and one. It's so quiet you can hear coughing in here. Sorry, Tom. We'll be right back with David Benoit in 1 minute. Tonight's show is sponsored by Water Lilies 7747. We're back. We are back. We have returned, and all those other things you can say when you return from a break, with David Benoit and snow dancing. A little late to be thinking about that, except for certain parts of the country where they got some wet snow, like a week ago. This is AM 1240 WGBB, and that was Peter White with Could It Be I'm Falling in Love from Reflections in 1994. Before that, David Benoit with Snow Dancing from Urban Daydreams, and that featured Eric Marienthal on sax, and Urban Daydreams is from 1989. Remember, our website is instrumentalinvasion.net, and it'll still be up there once the show is over. Again, I am Mike Shimeri, and this is Instrumental Invasion number 40. And in case you haven't looked at a calendar, it's April 14th, 2005. Tax day is tomorrow, so I guess that would make today Tax Eve, as I said in the opening. Now let's go to our foreign correspondent. Wait, we don't have one. We're not that kind of a show. But this is Yellow Jackets, and their song is Foreign Correspondent. here on the Instrumental Invasion on AM 1240 WGBB, the station that serves your community and mine too. AM 1240 WGBB, Joyce Cooling with Coasting from Keeping Cool in 1999. A lot of guitarists on the show tonight. We had Earl Clue, we had Russ Freeman with the Rippingtons, we had Mark Antoine, Peter White, and now Joyce Cooling. Before that, Yellow Jackets with Foreign Correspondent from Politics in 1988. Now this next song, as I've told you, for those of you that have listened to You Ought to Know, or as I said earlier in the show, those of you that listen to You Ought to know, I recently saw Spyro Gyra at the Bolton Center out in Bayshore. This was the first song that they performed in their performance. Heart of the Night. Here on the Instrumental Invasion. Everything is skipping. This is AM 1240 WGBB. And that was Spyro Gyra with Heart of the Night, the live version from Rhodes Scholars in 1998. Before we go on, wasn't that a great win for Tiger Woods at the Masters on Sunday? And a great shot, a great chip at 16. Even though he bogeyed the next two holes and Chris DeMarco ended up tying and they went to a playoff, it was a great birdie on the first playoff hole. But just think about Chris DeMarco. If that shot had gone in at 18 in regulation, he would have won. And it would have been in the same book as Larry Mize when he beat Greg Norman in 1987 with a chip at 11. That was a playoff hole, though. Incredible. Well, our last song is by Chuck Loeb. It's called Parallax. I'll see you next week for show number 41. Fill Her Up with Dave Lefkowitz is next. Good night and happy tax day. Yes, I sounded evil, didn't I? Well, I'm not. Bye.